Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum that highlights women's issues. My name is Sandra Nyairam. This evening I'm standing in for Marvelous Mhlanganya Wiem. I was in Addis Ababa recently, where I had the opportunity to meet some of Africa's top women during a summit that discussed, among other issues, ways to empower African women. One of the women is Cynthia Samuel Olunjon. She's the chief of the Regional Program Unit for Africa with the International Labour Organization. I wanted to ask her how she got to the top and for her to share with Zimbabwean women how she managed to navigate the murky waters of working in male-dominated environments.
How did you start in your career, your personal story?
Thank you very much. My personal story, first, I had parents who believed in educating their children. As far as my parents were concerned, you were allowed to do whatever you felt you were interested in, and we got full support. So I had excellent support from my parents to educate me to the highest level that I was willing to go. And right from the outset, I knew I wanted to work in the field of industrial and labor relations. So of course, my degree, my master's degree was in industrial and labor relations. And I worked with an institute that was responsible for training people in that sphere in my country, Nigeria. During that period, I had the opportunity of engaging with the UN, first with UNFPA and then with the ILO. The people who were responsible for making those decisions did not in any way look at the gender dimension. What they were interested in was competence, was the ability to deliver. So I was identified to come and now work full-time with the ILO. And I remember, and I say this because it was very, very important when I was having the interview. I asked them if there was a glass ceiling because I wasn't ready to go into an organization that had a glass ceiling. I wanted to work with an organization that would take full advantage of competences, experiences, and the quality of work and reward those accordingly. And during the interview, I remember that the person, the head of the panel, told me that, see, you coming, there is no glass ceiling. Where you get to in the organization will be dependent on your ability and the opportunities that are available. And I must say that in the ILO, I have had the opportunity of rising through the ranks, as it were. At no time did my being a female stand as an obstacle.
But when you look at other women complaining about the glass ceiling, what is your word of advice to them?
I wouldn't say that the journey has been without its hurdles. For me, it's been very good. It's not the same for many other people, like you said. In the fact that they talk about glass ceilings may not just be that they're talking about it. It's the reality for many. I have reached the level now where the highest level of the professional cadre. When you look at the statistics available, the percentage of women at the D and above levels in the UN is really lower than what you have. Now, what would I say to other women? One is, let us do the best that we're capable of doing. Let's challenge stereotypes. Let's not restrict ourselves to those domains that are seen as female. I remember when I was working with the private sector, in many of the meetings, I would be the only female. Though there were attempts sometimes to now talk about my gender, my sex, I made sure that I brought issues back to the principles, to the core. This is to my sisters. If and where there are issues that show that discrimination is on the basis, not of the quality of work, but on the sex of the person, on the gender, then we need to be bold and to begin to challenge those things. Because sometimes we feel that, no, we don't want to rock the boat. You know, let's just go with the flow. No.
You have been listening to the Women's Forum. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington, D.C.